Hello and good morning, ladies. Happy New Year. Happy New 2024. Today's the 1st of January, 2024, and I am here today to talk to you about be all you can be. Be everything you already are. That's the point of today. So I was thinking about the new year, New Year's resolutions, and all of those things. So, if you are anywhere close to, the new year excitement, I want to give you a different perspective on the new year. So, for a while, I have been opting out of the conventional, like Christmas and New Year's Eve, especially New Year's Eve celebration, because I have come to understand that actually the new year, most of the time, it depends on how we feel, but the new year is in the middle of winter in the, what is it, the Northern Hemisphere. I live in Germany. The Western world, let's say, right? So Christmas and New Year's Eve is in the middle of the darkness. And most of the time, we don't really feel like our body doesn't feel like there's something new to do and new to conquer. But so many people are so like unconsciously, it's in the collective energy. People feel like, okay, like it's time to end something and then start something new. And we know there are like statistics around it that most people give up on their New Year's resolutions after a month. So the whole January, maybe they like push through. And then after that, they lose the energy again. So that is, we know that already. And I'm very sure that you know that already. But what I want to say about this year, and maybe you can feel it as well, is that this year actually also, like, I'm not too good at it. Like, I'm not a professional, but I've been following astrology and also living by it, like the moon and the energies. I can feel the energy. So this year, actually today on the first, I think Mercury is going direct and other, like, I think other, what is it, Jupiter, other planets are going direct. So I felt this year was really a perfect transition into the next year. Like the energy of last month was so delicious to like actually really like cleanse and become clear and release. Like that was my energy and that's what I did, like with no pressure, no rush, but just tapping into the energy and feeling into who have I become? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So, who have you become? Not necessarily who do you want to be, but more of who you have become. And that's where we are. Like the 1st of January, the energies can't feel like, okay, it's time to do something new or become the person that you have already become. That's what it is that I want to talk about. Not so much of getting to some new place, but we're talking about growth. So, this whole video or the whole channel, my whole business, Healing into Femininity, is about growing into who you are, right? So, for everyone who is new to this channel, my name is Joanna Fatonji. I'm a transformational life coach. And I'm helping women to be all of themselves, to reclaim all of your parts, your divine part, your human part, all of the things that you know that you are, but that are scattered, like somehow scattered. And the whole mission of my brand is to help you come into wholeness and into the here and now. And my story around that, I always like to say it is in my DNA to reclaim different parts of myself, is like one very obvious thing that has always been center stage in my mind is that I'm of mixed heritage, right? So my mom is German, my dad is from Ghana, and I've always felt this split inside of me. who am I, right? Who am I and how many? Like, there's a German book, and I think it translates that way. Like, who am I? And if so, like, how many? And that's exactly how I always felt throughout my life, not only with my ethnical identity, but definitely with so many other things, because I believe, or I know today, I know I am a master of combining so-called differences, right? So I'm Black, I'm white, I'm German, I'm Ghanaian, I'm like feminine and masculine, I am creative, and I am, yeah, very scientific and structured and linear and rational thinking. Like, so many differences that I combine within myself, and that's the topic of today. So I believe in that our soul, that our heart, that who we are, our essence, that we want to express all of who we are. Yeah. So, in terms of New Year's resolutions, I believe, and that's my favorite approach to everything, I believe that we, like our spirit is feminine. It's like everything. It's like, it's water. It's moving, right? It's like, it's chaotic. It's chaotic. Let's say that. It's chaotic. Our spirit is chaotic. What we can do in our human experience is to create the structures around the direction of where we want to move our spirit towards. I hope you understand where I'm going with this. So our spirit is more the feminine part, right? The feminine is chaos. It's so much. And I believe that's also many women that I had the privilege of coaching, and also myself. I am so much, right? Many times in the personal development space, we speak about people believing that they're not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. Okay, that's valid. And at the same time, I believe that if we go a little deeper, we actually believe, and I have found that to be true for women, that we think that we're too much. Like, you have so many dreams and so many desires and so many projects that you want to fulfill. There's so much, and you don't know where to start. And this is what I want to help you with. Like, this is what the Dream Builder program that is starting officially today. That's one of my basic flagship programs that is so amazing to create a blueprint, to create clarity on what it is that you want to focus your energy on. If you have many dreams, if you have many desires, if you have many projects, the Dream Builder program can help you to simplify. And that's also something I want to talk about. Actually, it is so simple to live our dreams. Yeah. So let me start there. It's about becoming all that you are. It's about creating clarity is so important. It sounds so simple again, but it's so fundamental to create something of high value. As I'm speaking about all of these things, I have observed, like, bigger brands and other businesses. And what I have also been personally inclined to, and what I want to share with you, is that simplicity is actually the hallmark of high value products, services, brands, interior. That's what I believe. That's where we are going in this overcrowded world. And that has been overcrowded for a long time. So, in order to create something of high value, it has to be clear, right? So, yes, we have the chaos. We have the many ideas, the many things we want to accomplish this year. in all aspects of our lives, like so many ideas. And this chaos is the nature of the universe. It's the primal soup. You know, I don't want to go too deep into the metaphysics today, but it's the darkness, the feminine is the potential. It's the space that holds all potential. Like there are so many things you could be doing. Yes, apps, infinite, infinite, infinite. And the world which we're living in is also a representation of that chaos. We live in chaos. Like for the mind, it's so much going on. We can't contain it all. It's so much. What the work is that I want to invite you to do is to simplify, right? To simplify, to sort and sift through all of the things that you have experienced up until now, and to become clear of what it is that you want to focus your attention on. It's pristine. It's like the diamond, right? The diamond is just this one raw material, and then it's cut. Everything is cut away. That's what it's about. It's about cutting away. It's about pruning. It's about becoming clear. You know, it's about getting rid of all the distraction and then integrating everything that is the essence of who you are. And that's what it's about. That's the topic of today, that I want you to become so much of who you are. It's not about adding something new. It's not about doing something new necessarily, but it's about bringing everything that you have become up until now. I love this saying. I've been listening to one of my inspirations, and she's been talking about how much we're distracted and how important it is to become all of that we already are. Like, it's not about you. You don't have to speak new affirmations about saying who it is that you are growing in to be. You can do that if you want. But the more powerful approach that I also practice is to write down, and I invite you to do that, to sit down and write down everything that your life is showing you who you already are. What it is that you have already accomplished from the day you were born, right? From the day that you were born, you learned so many things, different languages maybe, doing things with your body, achieving things, if it's school or like artistic accomplishments, maybe how much money you have earned in a year or in a project, what you have been able to do, like all of the things that you have already accomplished, who you have become, everything that you are, write that down. Like everything that you already are, not who you want to be, not something outside of yourself, but everything that you already are and that you have already become. When you become aware of that, you will find out that you are already so much, and that is the raw material that you want to work with. It's not about becoming something new. Like, let's keep that for another day. It's about being all you can be. It's about calling in, reclaiming all of your power, bringing it together contract. Right? We're always talking about expansion. Expansion is wonderful. But I believe, first of all, we have to recollect everything that we already are. Like, who are you? And yeah, what are your accomplishments? What have you accomplished? What you said that you would do? And it can be simple as, yeah, some of the things I already mentioned. But for example, again, refining, that's what it's about this year. It's about refining and amplifying, simplifying to amplify the details, the small things that you are. It's about arriving in the here and now and realizing you are it. You know, if we talk about arriving in the here and now, we're talking about becoming present in the here and now, collecting the energy from the past and collecting your dream and acknowledging who you are, where you are, who you've become, and also the energy of moving forward, but everything in the here and now, because this is the place of miracles. Becoming present is the place of miracles. And I want to give you a little example around the here and now and really being calm and centered in the here and now, calm and grounded, right? It's like being a tree. You know, we all know that example, being a tree, and then still, like, you're still, everything in the past is part of you. It's the root work, right? The potential is already, it has already unfolded, right? You have once been the seed, and then you grew, and then you grew into the darkness. Maybe everything up until now, you have been growing in the darkness, like all of the things you're aware of and so on. Everything has been happening in the darkness. That's the root work. And it has already been work. I just want to say that. It has already been work. Just because it hasn't reflected so much on the outside doesn't mean that you haven't accomplished a lot already. And now, and this is also something that I'm feeling this year is all about visibility, whether it be you also being a coach or a spiritual leader, or you being a designer, or you being whatever it is that you feel that you are, it can be everything, you know, it is about being visible. All of the knowledge, all of the experience you've gathered up until now, imagine that as your root work. That's your stable foundation. And now this year, it's about becoming visible with this. So this is you. And now we want to ground. We want to be calm and grounded in who we already are. And from that place of groundedness, we allow ourselves to forge new ways. And I want to talk about the practicability in this as well. I believe the calendar is the best transformational tool that we have. Everything that is on your calendar will probably get served, right? If there are things that you feel like you want to do, or you want to bring into this world new goals, it has to be on your calendar. That's what I believe. It has to be somehow on your calendar, or it has already before it's a very integrated part before it becomes second nature to you. It's good to help us with the calendar, because the calendar keeps track of time and space. It's a very profound tool. And whatever is on the calendar will probably get served. So the calendar is a structure, and the structure can help you to let the energy, and we stay with the picture of the tree, the energy of the tree, you're grounded and rooted and you're calm and you're in the present. And at the same time, you want to grow, right? So we're not losing our thought. We're not losing our energy too much in the places of fantasy. It's not about skipping, you know, it's not about spiritually bypassing. It's about creating, like, taking that energy that is already inside of us, life, right? All of the energy from the roots, everything that we have already accomplished into the here and now. And from the here and now, we direct the energy into the things that are on our calendar, and things that are repeated, like done in a calm, easy way, but repeated. This is where consistency comes in. Repeated and repeated and repeated. It is the structure of our becoming. I think it's a beautiful picture. I hope you got it. Let me know if that resonated. And that's exactly what we're doing. So it's about becoming rooted and anchored in our aliveness, what it is that we have diluted, not diluted, but like distilled, the essence, right? The essence of the things that we want to give our energy to. Let me give you an example about that as well. So maybe this is the year for you to focus on relationships. So you will have on your calendar, you will have space ascribed to honoring your already existing relationships or even going out there and meeting people, doing the things that you love, meeting new people. And that's, you have space for that. You created a structure for that to put your energy of, I'm here, I have an open heart, and I'm ready to connect with people, right? So this can be something. It can be with your creativity, right? With something that you're producing that you want to share with the world. So you have time and energy, time and space allocated for this, so you do it. Okay, so this is what you are focusing on, right? So you become rooted and grounded in your living meditation. It is a meditation. It is about bringing your dream. What I want to say today as well is, again, not losing ourselves somewhere outside, but it's really about being grounded in the here and now. And from the here and now, giving like you, I always love to speak in pictures. It's like you being a full tank of water, right? And you're always being refilled by the roots. Like it's a never-ending supply of energy. And you have your like your body and your mind and your walking being is like a container. And you get to decide each and every day. You always have like a you have a limited amount of energy of water to give to a certain area of your life. So you have to look, okay, this is my energy supply. Where am I going to give it to? Right? And then you're aware. You're aware about where you're going to give it to. Clarity. Clarity. Oh my God. Clarity is the most exciting thing. I love clarity. And again, I want to kind of bridge the gap to so you can understand it in other things. For example, brands, like I'm thinking about this brand, like Bang & Olufsen's, like the sound brand. Like that's a very clear. It's clear and it's simple design. Apple, of course, it's clear and simple design. And other things, if we think about design, it's clear, right? It's not about clutter. It's not about having too much. Also thinking about hotels or spaces that you like. Of course, we can also have the more cozy, suite design. But if we think about like many, not all, there are different designs, of course. But when we think about design, it's about simplicity. It's about working with the raw material and focusing on the raw material so much that it becomes this like pristine work of art. Because there's so much work and thought processes flown into this one piece. It's creating space to focus on creating beauty one piece at a time. This can also be with relationships. I feel that many times that when people are not present, it is you're not creating the moment, right? And that's what it is. That's where meditation comes into play. Meditation is the work to simplify the chaos, right? The chaos of life and becoming aware of what is important to you. And then also like being clear about it that when you meet somebody, it is a pristine, unique moment that can be shaped. Being present with somebody, this is where connection is built, right? So it's not about being all over the place and being all cluttered up. But it's about creating clarity and simplicity. And I believe this is where most people are mistaken. I love also, like, I've been reflecting on how I showed up here on YouTube or my podcast. that I have a lot of energy. I do. Like, I have a lot of energy and I love to be like, I am excited as well. And I've also known, or I know that, like, learning from my mentors and just being aware about how the nervous system works, being excited can be an energy of chaos. And that's okay. That's okay. We're pioneers, right? So we are deciding how much of what energy we bring to the table. But being overly excited and like chugga, 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 talking, talking, talking can be an energy of chaos. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good to like, sometimes it's good to shake up the foundation that we've already created. That's the process of recreating, right? We are in chaos. Then we create order and this everything I spoke about, this pristineness, the simplicity, the focus. And then when we have served it, and then probably there will be another chaos, and then we create something new because, yeah, we always want to evolve, right? So it's from chaos to order, from chaos to order. So I love both energies. Sometimes I'm going to show up here being like, but sometimes I'm going to be like all centered and grounded and just giving calm vibes, giving calm vibes. It's so interesting. I want to share something with you again that I had. Like my Akashic record, I don't know if you know what it is. Akashic record is kind of like the future, the past, the here and now, everything. Like people can read your energy field. That's my interpretation of that Akashic. It's the ethers, it's everything, right? It's the space that we live and move and have our being in, our aura. I had one girl, I don't even know if she, like, she was highly sensitive, and she told me. And she painted a picture for me, which I thought was so beautiful. And I want to share my love with you. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where she is, but like she painted a picture for me. She didn't know me too well, but we had like this one ceremony. And then she gave me a gift, and she gave me a gift, and she painted a picture of me, what she thought that I represent. And she painted a picture of the darkness, like a dark forest. And she painted me as like this illuminated tree. I still have that in my, it's here. And I kept that picture. And then she told me like this, that this is how she sees me. This is how she sees me. She sees me like this massive illuminated tree in the darkness of the forest, which I it's not necessarily a very beautiful picture, or it's not necessarily because, of course, every time, and I think you probably know that as well, like when it's your, I don't know what you have done for yourself, but when you get your signs read, right? So like I'm a Cancer, people, so then you're like, oh, that's somehow negative, you feel like, oh, that's like, I would like this to be more beautiful or something like that. You don't really fully accept what it is that you are. Like, I'm not saying that you have to fully accept only the sun sign reading, but I hope you get what I'm saying. Like, it's not really what I feel. And that's how I felt with the picture. I felt like, yeah, that's cool. That's a compliment, but somehow it's not as beautiful as I imagine myself to be. I believe we all, like, especially we women, we want to feel like we're super top-notch beautiful. But it's true. Like, it's very true. So she painted me as this illuminated tree. And then I had another friend of mine, and she's actually like, that's what she does. Like, she reads the Akashic records for other people. That's why I mentioned it. This first woman, she wasn't like, I don't know if she had a training, but she was highly sensitive, so she could probably see me. She could see my aura. So she painted that picture, and then I had an official Akashic reading with my friend, and then she also gave that picture to me. She told me that she sees me as this big, big, big tree. Like, that's my energy. Like, I'm a big, deeply rooted, anchored, grounded tree. And again, like, I was like, wow, it matches. And that's the energy that I know that I have. And I would love it to come through. I want to transmit it here through my output on YouTube and my podcast. And I know that also in my sales, I've been a saleswoman, and I know that I have, like, when I am not talking, but this is the whole process, the whole point of my channel here, and also me as being a coach is me talking, but it's also me embodying. And I want you to tap into that dimension as well. Like, read people's energy by how they embody things, how they move, how their body moves, the voice. You can read so much about a person by their energy, not by them talking. But what I want to say here is that that's the energy that I transmitted in my work. Also for my, for not only for my clients, but my colleagues. I used to work in this big, very, it was kind of like a very hectic surrounding. The people there thought that we were on, what is it called? Like the, what is it? I forgot. Die Börse. In German, it's Börse, like where you trade, right? Like the World Trade Center. My colleagues thought we were all brokers, but we were salespeople, but they were like, talking on the phone, talking to clients, walking around, you know, like convincing them to buy the products. That was never my style. Like, it has never been my style. I like to be grounded. That's my energy. And I believe the energy is because, well, I don't know, I don't want to like rationalize it too much, but I am observer. I'm an observer. And I believe it is also through my training as, you know, I was born in Germany, then I were brought to Ghana when I was 3. So I had to observe, like, what's going on here before I can fully show myself. That's my energy. And the same thing is true, like, when I came back to Germany, I'm observing, and then, okay, what can I show of myself? And that's exactly what I want to invite you to learn how to read the energy of your life and then show up fully. Show up fully. But again, like, this grounded energy, to round that off, my clients and also my colleagues mirrored it back to me, that whenever they look at me, when I speak, they feel calm. And that's what I want for you too. Like, I want you to feel calm in my presence. I want you to, that's also what I used to say to my clients and still do. Like, I want this place to be a place of rest for you. Yes, sometimes I will shake things up, but more of the grounded, like the basic foundational energy, is a place of rest. And I've realized that this is the energy of leaders. That's the energy of leaders. That's the energy of people that other people gravitate towards, because in this chaotic world, people want to find some stability. And that's also the secret to, like, confident negotiation, selling, whatever it is. Like, when you want to convey something to other people, the best way to do it is to come from a very grounded, secure, confident place. Calm confidence. That's what I learned from my mentors. Shout out to Rich Boggs. Yeah, calm confidence. And yeah, that's the energy here. And I want you to hold that energy too. And you can come and you can be calm confident when you are clear about who you are. Who you are. Being clear. It's not about over amplifying who you are, you know, it's not about like pushing up your ego. But as I said in the beginning, become clear of what you have accomplished already, who you are, all the things you've done, everything you're proud of, everything, like from your dancing school in your teenage years, or your academic achievements, or the way you look. Like your everyday look, the way you dress yourself, the way you move through this world, the relationships you've been able to cultivate, all of that. Like, know who you are. It's not about looking outside of yourself to become someone else, but being all who you are. And yeah, Yeah, I'm looking at my points. I'm a big fan of creating collectedness. That's what it's about, being collected. Even this sign that I'm making here, like this is a sign or a mudra, whatever you want to call it. It helps you to become calm and centered. I like to talk with my hands. That's just me. But at the same time, when you speak in front of people and you are nervous, you can do this, or you can do this, you know, that's what people do to collect energy, focus energy, bring everything. You can say this invocation, you know, like all of the energies that are yours, you call them in, and everything that is not yours, you return it back to sender. So your aura, your field, your energy becomes calm and collected. And from this calm and collected space, you focus and you direct your energy to whatever it is that you want to direct it to. It is creating this pathway, right? I am a big fan of, we spoke about chaos. The world is chaotic. The universe is chaotic. It's a fact. And our mind, the monkey mind, can be very chaotic as well. If you haven't done the work of focusing on what it is that is most important to you, again, if you want support in this and you feel called to be supported, I highly recommend the Dream Builder program, because the Dream Builder program is designed to help you to create clarity. It's literally a 3 month program that helps you to create a blueprint for the life that you want to grow into. From this calm and collectedness into whatever it is that you want to put your energy into, you know, like deciding, is this worthy of my energy? Then becoming that person, you know, thinking in certain ways, moving in certain ways, releasing everything that is no longer a part of it. If that's calling you, hit me up, let me know. You find the links down below. You can do it in a self-study way, like just you without me. And if you want to join, the Dream Builder program is open already. You can just jump in, and we have weekly calls, one call a week where you can ask your questions, and where you get one-on-one coaching, or not one-on-one, but you get coaching. You can ask your questions and I can help you with whatever questions come up for you. Or you can do it on your own. Like the program is definitely perfectly designed for you to do it on your own. You have the audios, you have the journaling prompts, you have the meditations, you have everything you need in order to do it yourself. But of course, if you want more help, absolutely jump into the program. So, but with that being said, I am a big fan of, in yes, we acknowledge the world is chaotic, and at the same time, there is something you can control, and that is your space. It is your field, right? It is your life. It is your thoughts. It is your emotions. It is your actions, and it is your structures, like the things that you over time, over and over and over again, do your space. You know, and you get to decide. And I like to say, like, your space, the aura, your space, whatever you want to call it, your life, this is your field. This is your field. And you allow people, places, distractions to come in. This is your, like, this is where you have to be very aware, like a bouncer, right? You are your own bouncer. You are your own person that says, no, you don't have access to my space. If it's people, if it's projects, you know, you will have the control over it, saying no, right? The whole concept of saying no to other people or to other things is saying yes to yourself, to come into your own space, into wholeness, right? You have to make room for the things that you're calling in from within. Oof. Yes. So it is really about becoming grounded. And I hope maybe this picture helps you to become like a tree. And the body is the tree, right? It's about being in your body. We will talk more about the nervous system as well. In order to create a high amplified life, you will have to learn how to create clarity in the mind, and especially be creating clarity and strong nerves, right? I thought about this yesterday in preparation of this today. In Germany, we say you have like nerves of steel. I don't know if that's an English saying as well. You have nerves of steel, but that's exactly what it is. That is nervous system work. It's about becoming like so clear and like your nervous system, what it literally is. Your nervous system, if you look at a picture of it, is like electric wires, right? Because we are electromagnetic beings. And the energy we tap into, the energy of like pressure, is like electricity. And we can train our nervous system to hold high voltage energy. This is literally what happens, you know? So when you are excited, that's why I said it. I am excited because I have a lot of energy, you know? But the real mastering is to collect the energy and let the high voltage energy flow through your body without it shaking up the whole system. That's when people get like, they burn out, you know, like burn out. Ugh, the energy is too much. But if you have steels, nerves of steel, that means you can hold a lot of energy. And this is what people feel when you, like when you meet authority, people of power, you know, we call it people of power. And I love that, of course, like in men, but also in women, but especially in men. Yeah, when you can feel that they hold, they are alive, they're activated, but it's collected, the collected energy, and then it's like a force field. Ah, wow, you know, that's the energy one want to give up. But if you're like, it is okay, you can do that. Sometimes I do that, definitely. But that's when the energy is like all over the place, where you're shaky and not really collected. I love giving those pictures, and I hope you can, yeah, work with them. So as I'm a big fan, and that's what I'm going to leave you with, as I'm a very big fan of both and, you know, that's, I'm the embodiment of both and. It doesn't only have to be the calm groundedness. It can also be the shakiness. And what I want to give a little explanation or a little, another picture. There is this like observation of animals in nature. So for example, an antelope, I think. An antelope, when the antelope is hiding from the lion in order not to be eaten, the antelope will stay very calm. So it will not be found, right, by the lion. It is collecting your energy, collecting your fear, collecting the pressure. That's what it is. You know, fear can become this, oh my God, you know, but when you learn to center the energy, breathe, you know, that's the practice of breathing and becoming calm and collecting your energy in order for the like storm to pass by. That's the energy you use to make decisions, money decisions, you know, important decisions. That's why that's a high value skill for, yeah, that's why salespeople are being sex, like that's why they get this money, or people who do negotiations. It's about being calm. It's about being in the present. It's about being here and now, being able to focus and concentrate and make decisions, right? Calm, collected energy. And then if necessary, because I am not a fan of pretending, you know, it's not about fake it until you make it, but it's about learning what it's really about, right? So you, if you want to, you focus on when it's money-making decisions. And then when you are like, when you've been nervous, you leave the situation and then you go out. And that's why most of the time people, high achieving people, work out, because working out helps you to strengthen your nervous system, but also to release steam, as we say, to release steam, because it's not appropriate to release steam everywhere, you know? So, but to finish, I could talk about this all day, but I like to have the other side is releasing steam can be to move, you know, it can be to move, it can be to release their energy, and it's about like shaking it out. That's also what the antelope does, you know. The antelope, when it's out of the dangerous situation, it looks around and sees if it's safe. And then it shakes itself. It shakes itself to release all the tension that was collected in the moment where it was necessary to collect it. So when you get out, you're like, because your body wants to release it. Yeah. It's just like emotions. That's it. It's an emotion, an energy in motion, and it wants to come out. It has to come out. So you can come back into a nerve, like a normal, regulated nervous system. Boom. Okay. So both is important. Both and. Okay. So I want to leave you with something. New year, new me. But let's start with everything that you've already been before we go into the new, because you are the accumulation, you are the compound of everything that you have been through already. And we don't want to just discard it and look into the future. No, bring everything that you already are into the here and now. Collect yourself, all of your accomplishments, everything you've learned, everything that you have become. Collect that, bring it together, and then if necessary, declutter. Like, what is it that you no longer want? What dreams have died already? Like, what dreams have died already? Release them. What are the things that you no longer want? I'm always a big fan of decluttering. Like, what are the things that you don't want to take into the next year? It's so much more important to just set a new intention. Yeah, that's what I believe. The groundwork is to declutter, it's to release. And then collect that for yourself. And just stand in that energy and be like proud of who you've become. That's the first thing. Be proud of who you've become. And then you can say, okay, what is most important to me? And then you can put it in your calendar, and then you serve this over a longer period of time, maybe the whole year. You're serving the energy and you make it grow, you know, relationships, business, your health, whatever. Keep it. It's simple. It's very simple. So that's what it is. That's what it is. So why this matters to you is I am here to empower the women who I know have everything that it takes already. But maybe you don't know where to start. Maybe you don't know how to move along. Again, if you want more help around this, you will receive a lot from me here. I'm going to be coming online every day this month, and giving you, yeah, high value content. But if you want to take this deeper, I highly invite you into my programs. And it matters to you because you matter. I believe that there are so many women out there that have so much to give, but are not doing it. So that's it. You are a chosen one if you're listening to this video. So stay tuned. Have a beautiful beginning of your year, and I see you tomorrow. All right. Have fun. Bye-bye.